Life was great. That morning began just like any other August day in our peaceful city of Pompeii. In the distance, the gentle mountain Vesuvius proudly loomed over the sparkling bay of Naples. As I listened, the cackling fire laughed deep inside the bakery. I brushed my hand against the gentle golden pottery, ready to be shipped off by my dad's special boat, the biggest boat in the whole harbour. I love helping my dad carry heavy objects and cargo onto the perfect boat and sometimes went on fun test rides. When I got back, I could always smell the perfect scent of bread waiting to be bought from the fantastic bakery. I will always remember. Then something happened. The great mountain Vesuvius violently released a big column of jet-black dust, twisting and turning like a big tree. The ground shook, tiles shuddered, walls cracked. As I glanced up, I could see what was lush green parks was now buried by a thin layer of ash. People screamed, houses disappeared, streets vanished. In one endless moment, Pompeii changed forever. Pompeii was doomed. We had to leave. We ran for the harbour, pushing past panicked families. We reached the crammed boats of Pompeii's great harbour and climbed up to the closest boat and hid. My heart pounded. Suddenly we set off. As I looked back, I saw in a deep, endless roar, the great Vesuvius exploded from its crater. All we could do was watch. The lava plummeted down and grew ever closer. Vesuvius completely swallowed Pompeii. Total darkness. I couldn't look back. A deep jet black ash plummeted down and buried Pompeii forever. I couldn't look back. Now Pompeii was swallowed by a deep layer of grey of ash. Pompeii's stories were over. Would anyone find our beloved Pompeii? Maybe, maybe not.